I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. My name's Christian. I am back. I've been away for a couple weeks, and Fleur's actually not here. She's in Australia, so we've got a guest host.
I'm right here, Christian.
Oh, not bad. Almost pulled off the accent.
Yeah, almost pulled off a really bad... Okay, I don't know what I'm doing.
So why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Marcus. I'm back after like months and months of absence because I was on the show one time.
Yeah, Marcus filled in a couple months ago.
I'm sure all our listeners missed me a lot.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming on and and helping us out. It's always nice to have someone else in the studio to chat to and hang out with. So
it's lonely in here.
Yeah. Sometimes. So, thanks for listening this week. Started things off there with the Library Voices. Great song called Insider Trading on Outsider Art from their latest album called Denim on Denim that just came out this year. Have you listened to them much, Library Voices?
No.
No? No?
They're very loud for a band called Library Voices, I think.
I like your observation. Very good observation. They're a Canadian indie pop band from Regina, Saskatchewan, formed in 2008 as a 10-piece.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of pieces.
Yeah. So that is really a gang more than a group.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. So I really like their sound, though. That album, I believe, it was released in October of this year, so pretty current. Called Denim on Denim again. Love the sound of it. Up next, or I should say, you know what? It's the season of Christmas parties. Have you had any yet? Have you gone?
I have had the company Christmas party.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Not enough people being inappropriate, I think.
Oh yeah.
Just one person kind of borderline slightly inappropriate in secret, but not enough behavior to ridicule people with in the morning. So
that's hilarious.
Kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I think my boss feels the same way as you. He would like to see a little bit more alcohol drank, a little bit more scandalous mm-hmm. things going on. Didn't see that at my work Christmas party. I've actually been to 3 Christmas parties already. I got 2 more this weekend. So I'm right in the holiday spirit, you could say. Having fun with it. But for that reason, didn't get a whole lot of time to program the show this week. So we're going to blast a lot of tunes. Less talk, more rock, I guess you could say.
Marcus
and I have a great show planned for you. And we're not going to hold back. So we're going to kick it off here with, what do we got? We've got
John Legend and the Roots.
We've got John Legend and the Roots. Here it is coming at you on CITR.
Chicken. feathers, all without one gun. Hey, hey, trying to make it real. Compared to what? Hey, trying to make it real. Compared to what? On Sunday, sleeping hard, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright, trying to tell us what he thinks is right. It really got to be some kind of nut. Trying to make. God, where's my money? Unreal values, crass distortion, unwed mothers, the one abortion, kind of brings to mind, oh, young King Tut, he did it now, tried to make it real, real.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Jesus' hand, we'll all be safe. keep the devil way down in the hole. Jesus' mighty sword, and they shield you with their wings, and keep you close to the Lord. Don't pay heed to temptation, for his hands are so cold. You gotta help me keep the devil way down in the hole.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Are You Aware Radio? Music that has something to say.
And that was The Walkman with Blue As Your Blood from their latest album called Lisbon. Like the sound of that track. Kind of has a little bit of a galloping feel to it. What do you think as a drummer, in your personal opinion?
I think it's pretty sweet. It reminds me of chilling on a porch.
Chilling on a porch.
On a summer day.
I like that. I like that. Very cool. And before that, we had Tom Waits with Way Down in the Hole. And John Legend and the Roots, Compared to What? We started that set off with. Tom Waits, I love the sound of that song, Way Down in the Hole. It's actually, I believe the television show The Wire from HBO used that as kind of their theme song. But we won't let that take away from Tom Waits' brilliance.
I've never seen The Wire.
No,
Tom Waits scares me, his voice.
It's very...
it's the stuff of nightmares.
It is, isn't it? Very unique-sounding voice, unique-sounding music for sure. So I love that track, Way Down in the Hole, from his album Frank's Wild Years. So, like I said, we're going to be blasting through some music here tonight. That's the theme. Marcus is guest hosting with me as Fleur's away. Fleur's away for the next about month and a half. I went back to Australia for Christmas. So we hope she's on a beach down there somewhere, tanning her pale, I'm going to call it Canadianized skin.
Yeah.
God, wish I could get some sun. But
it must be weird. Well, it's weird for us to have to think about getting sun during Christmas and being on the beach.
Yeah,
but I guess that's how the Australians do it.
Yeah, they're I'd call them lucky, for mm-hmm. sure. So moving right along, next up we've got Elvis Costello with a track called National Ransom from his album of the same name. And Elvis Costello, been involved in a number of different charities. He's been involved in Bridge School, which is Neil Young's a charity that Neil Young started with his wife, as well as Creative Coalition. Creative Coalition, just a little background info about it. It brings together artists and entertainers to learn about pressing issues so they can better inform and influence the community and nation. So very cool that he's involved in that. He's involved in a number of different things, along with his wife, Diana Krall. So without further ado, though, here's Elvis Costello with National Ransom on Are You Aware?
Yeah. Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt?
Ah!
That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it?
Ah!
No,
ah!
Huh?
Oh!
Yeah.
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to Fund Drive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
I slept outside in the summer and watched the dew settle on the grass. I went straight into town, but at the same speed came right back to my home, to my home, to my home, home, home. To wait for my wild love to find me. Bruised by the autumn, look all the fruit left lying in the grass. I walked all around these hills, but at the speed of breaking glass. I went back home, I went back home, I went back home. To wait for my wild love to find me. To wait for my wild love to find me. All the shit laying under the snow. I talked to the birds and the trees, and they told me I should never go. But stay back home, stay right home. So I stayed home. To wait for my wild love to find me. I would stay back home, stay back home, stay back home. To wait for my wild love. To wait for my wild love to find me.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for listening this evening. Once again, we've got a guest host that I'm lucky to have with me tonight. Marcus is on the air with us. Right there, that was Jim Bryson with Wild Folk from the Falcon Lake incident. Jim Bryson, a little bit of info for you. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter. You like the sound of that song, eh?
I like it a lot. Yeah, very lush.
Yeah, very lush. Good way to put it. Nice and mellow. So, Canadian singer-songwriter, founded the band Punch Buggy, and actually is actually a member of country singer Kathleen Edwards' touring band. Have you ever had a chance to listen to Kathleen Edwards?
No.
No? A very nice sound.
When you say that, I think about Kathy Griffin for no reason.
Oh, really? That's hilarious. No, Kathleen Edwards is very, very great Canadian country singer, and I never knew that Jim Bryson was actually part of her touring band, but he's quite an accomplished musician in himself, and I really love that track, and that was actually with the Weaker Thans.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, collaboration with them. So, and Jim Bryson recently, along with a number of other major Canadian musicians, signed a petition to ministers of parliament, basically supporting the call for Canada's private copying levy to be saved and modernized through changes to new copyright legislation that's currently before Parliament. So a number of big musicians were involved in this, including Anne Murray, Stompin' Tom Connors, Andy Kim, Tom Cochran, Lawrence Gowan, some big names that, you know, might not have heard a whole lot of new material from some of them, but back in the day, some of these musicians definitely carried some good weight and put out some great music. So, Carol Pope, members of Triumph, actually have signed this letter, and Jim Bryson as well. So, it's very, you know, copyright's a pretty hot topic these days.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about it? I know you and your bands, you know, put out music, and how do you feel?
Well,
people,
I feel it's different. It took me a long time to mentally wrap my head around it. But music, it's not stolen. It's just shared that way. That's how music is now. So if you, it only seems like you're stealing music when you download it on the internet, if you think from the old model. But it's just the way things are, and that's how people listen to music. So
I guess times have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, and money, you earn money in different ways when you're a musician now.
Yeah, touring, I assume, would be one of the big avenues.
Yeah,
to get paid.
Musicians have to rethink how they give value to people so that people will give them money in return.
Yeah, I guess another way too. I know a lot of musicians' songs are featured on television shows.
Yeah, television's huge. It's made a lot of bands. And like an iPod commercial?
Oh,
something like that. That can make a band.
Yeah, I guess some bands, some musicians, basically those iPod commercials have you know, basically rocketed their careers to to fame, right?
Yep, and shows like The OC.
Yeah, The OC, which, you know, I think I've watched it once, but so I don't know a lot of bands that have been played on it because I haven't watched it, but I know, do they put out like a compilation, or have they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's one for every season, I think.
Yeah. So there you go. I guess the music industry, you know, has changed a lot over the last, decade or so.
And you know, The OC is old news.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it's been off the air for a long time, hasn't it?
I don't even know. I don't have cable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you.
There we go, right? So, but yeah, before that, the Fresh and Onlys, a band that I've been listening to quite a bit of. That was Summer of Love from their latest album called Play It Strange. They're from San Francisco. People were calling them garage pop, which I would agree with. They have a, you know, nice jangling sound to their music. So that was Summer of Love from Play It Strange. And next up, we're speaking about your bands.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little bit of one of your bands.
Yeah.
Want to tee this one up?
Sure. So Kill Matilda, my ex-band, I guess, because they moved to Montreal, and I'm sitting here at CITR in Vancouver. They're doing really well. We got the latest music video, Fault Lines, That got on Much Loud, so it's on rotation on Much Loud. I don't know how often they play it, but I know they played it at least once.
Excellent.
I've seen it on TV.
So you've got a video out there right now. That's
and
amazing.
The same video is number one on the MySpace metal charts, and I don't know how that happened, but it's true.
Very cool.
As of yesterday.
And if people want to check out that video right now, is it on YouTube or anything?
It's on YouTube, the new TV.
Cool. Yeah, the new TV. Exactly. That's my TV. YouTube. Where can they find it on YouTube? Just go on YouTube and type in Kill Matilda. Yeah?
Yeah, you'll see it. And we have another video before that. Sorry, my mistake, actually. The one that is on Much Loud is the video we made before for a song, She's a Killer. And the Fault Lines video, which is our most recent one, is the one that is number one on the MySpace metal charts for some odd reason.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What song are we playing now?
We are playing Geisha with a Switchblade, which is, it got released as a single on an EP, but it's going to be from the new album, which we're hoping for a spring release date.
Awesome.
And I played on that.
Very cool. All right, well, here's Kill Matilda with Geisha with a Switchblade on CITR.
Oh, when you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Jot them down.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We're having a blast in here tonight. Marcus is guest hosting with me, and we're just kind of hanging out and chatting and playing a lot of tunes.
And there's a kangaroo in the room.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
But a really quiet kangaroo, so...
Yeah, so he's pretty agreeable, right?
Yep.
So that was Hot Panda with Pools from their album called How Come I'm Dead. You know, don't actually know a whole lot about Hot Panda. I know they're from Edmonton, blustery cold Edmonton, Alberta.
And it says on Wikipedia, the Truth Machine, that they named themselves after a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Neat little fact.
Yep.
That's a
cool
nice
name.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe next time I'm in Edmonton, I'll have to check it out if it's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in Edmonton in March, so... Hot Panda, I'm going to check it out. Before that, we had the Saltines with Hallowed Ways from their album called Gray Eyes. The Saltines, a great band. I think they have about 10 members, I believe. So they're kind of more of a gang than a band almost as well.
Yeah.
They're playing an in-store at Zulu Records on Sunday at 6 p.m. So do you go down to Zulu much?
I pass by there every once in a while. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, I love that place. That's usually where I purchase my music, purchase my records and stuff. So I think I'll be down there Sunday to check them out. Why not, right? Free little Saltine
show. For sure,
yeah. So 6 p.m. Sunday, Saltines are going to be doing their things at Zulu Records on West 4th.
And
so.
It's free.
Yeah, yeah. Free in store.
Well, now I can't afford not to go.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to look at it. How can you afford not to go? So, love the sound of that song too, Hallowed Ways. Dion Willis, the drummer, I was actually talking to him, and he said it was probably the most challenging track to record on that album. They actually had to go back in the studio a second time and record the drums and the rhythm section over again. So love the sound of that track, though. It's a great album, Gray Eyes. I've listened to it from track one right through to the end. Great track from a Vancouver band, the Saltines, who have been doing their thing for quite some time now. I think this is their first album in about 7 years.
Yeah, they got they were featured in the Georgia Strait, I think it was, when they came back, and a lot of people were happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure it was the Georgia Strait where I read about them.
Very cool.
And they have a horn section, which is it always ups the cool factor of any band.
Yeah, you got to love the brass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely brings a nice sound to things. And most of them are actually like trained music, like they've gone to school for something to do with music. So they're very, even when you listen to them, you can kind of tell they have a really nice polished sound to them.
Very cool.
Yeah. What do we got up next?
Up next, we have the Fiery Furnaces. This song is called Duplexes of the Dead.
Yeah, from their album Widow City. I love this song, so enjoy.
I went on down into the duplex of the dead, where the shades are drawn and the shadows shut. Unless you know the magic word, I'll seldom said but often heard. Well, bite your lip then spin around three times. On a honeymoon, my husband sat still, with a look in his eyes and a pen in his left hand. He wrote in the varnish the magic word, a seldom seen and never heard. He shushed me then some backwards dead sleep. I went grumpy sitting in the sun by the umbrella stand.
I'm making every single unreasonable demand. I covered my head and went to the office pool. I dipped in Reverend Orisho Blue and asked the chlorine fumes if there was something I wanted to bring home.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
On the TV screens,
pictures of Adolf again. As sure as I sit here, there will appear pictures of Adolf again. You're wrong, you're wrong. Throw down your cards. You're wrong, you're wrong. If you say Adolf, he won't come. Okay, deny representation by leaders of all nations. But have you got? Have you really got anyone to replace it?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That is probably one of my favorite songs right now. Just over the, I have, you know, various favorite songs from, you know, week to week, month to month, so to speak. But the last 2 weeks or so, I've been listening to that song quite a bit. That was Bill Fay with Pictures of Adolf from Time of the Last Persecution. So great, fun track. Before that, we had Waves with Linus Spacehead. From their latest album, King of the Beach.
Yeah, Waves are from San Diego. And their last album, King of the Beach, came out August 2010 on Fat Possum Records.
Awesome. I like that album, too. That's I've been listening to King of the Beach by Waves quite a bit recently as well. And pretty decent album from front to back, so to speak. So if you're looking for some new music out there, check it out, whichever way you get your music, whether cool. That's go to Zulu and buy it, iTunes.
And FYI, Waves has two Vs.
Yeah, two Vs. Hey,
yeah,
good work on that.
Because you can't see in radio.
No, you can't.
No. Which works for me, because a lot of people have told me that I have a face for radio.
It's a nice face.
For radio.
It's a nice face. What do we got next?
It seems like we have some Owen Pallett.
Owen Pallett, right on. 2006 Polaris Prize winner for his album He Poos Clouds, which is one of the funniest, I'm gonna say, album titles that I've heard in a while. So this track is from his latest EP, which is called The Swedish Love Story, A Man with No Ankles. So here's Owen Pallett with A Man with No Ankles. On CITR.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark.
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Wants to jump and fly. How about we just hold her up high? I lay down, I lay down, my dear. Oh, let me die.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Velvet Chameleon.
Yep. I play in that band.
Cool. What do you play in that band? Time.
I play drums like I do in all my bands.
Awesome.
It's the only thing I do.
What was that song called?
It's called Clusterfunk. You can find it on our MySpace or Facebook. Facebook.com, MySpace.com/TheVelvetChameleon.
And what's going on with the Velvet Chameleon? Anything coming down the pipeline? Or
The singer has finals in December, so we're a bit busy. But we're trying to work on a record. That's one song we put together, and we're trying to put together some more and enough to put together a record that we can, you know.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there to the world.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I like that track, Clusterfunk. Before that, we threw a little curveball at you. We actually played... Owen Pallett and Gil Scott-Heron kind of out of order the way we introduced the songs or intro the songs. So Owen Pallett, A Man With No Ankles from A Swedish Love Story was played in the middle there. And then The Revolution Will Not Be Televised led off that three-pack. So
yeah.
Very cool from Gil Scott-Heron. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So... we're almost out of time here. We got about 6 more minutes left before it bleaks up with Exquisite Corpse, so stick around for that. Now we're going to play Adrienne Pearce with Museum from her latest album called Oh Dear. She is a Vancouver musician, currently plays out of Los Angeles, though. We've played her on the show a couple times. Really, really great artist. Usually a great message, very upbeat sound. So here is Museum on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Hey, what's up?
All right, that was Adrian Pierce with Museum from Oh Dear. And it's basically time for us to be hitting the road almost. We've got one more song for this week, and then Bleak's on. Bleak's here in the studio, looks excited. Looks like he's ready to go. So last track's actually the new Grand with Ready, Steady, Go from their self-titled album. This is a song actually... from my teens that I really liked. So these guys are from London, Ontario, Canadian band. I think they toured quite a bit with Treble Charger in support of this album that came out. I think it came out in 1995. It came out in 95 or 96. But I believe they put out about two albums and then just disappeared off the face of the planet. So
much
we're
like
going to give
Charger?
You... What's that? Much like Treble Charger, yeah.
Yeah. That's so, what happens in Canada. The bands just disappear.
I hope not all of them.
Well, new ones come, but old bands always disappear.
And it happens.
It's like the land of lost socks, but for bands. That's kind of...
It happens. It happens. I just want to thank Marcus for guest hosting. You guys are going to hear more from him definitely in the months to come. He's probably going to sit in on the next couple shows, I imagine, while Fleur's away. And then, I miss a couple shows here and there, too, so he'll probably sit in on those as well. So thanks for coming on, Marcus.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And here is the new Grand with Ready, Steady, Go on CITR.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. just take a look around.
Fleet brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries, and any static taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hey, like we do every year, we usually bring you a nice oddball mixed bag of Christmas mayhem, and this year is no different. So I'm going to be playing for you something that somebody else has created for us. His name is John Nelson. He hosts a show called Some Assembly Required. It's all about tape manipulations, digital deconstructions, and turntable creations. All plunderphonics and recontextualized stuff is kind of roughly what the show is based on. And is syndicated in several shows around the U.S. and Canada. And so what we're going to do is be playing his Christmas mix, which is goes on for quite a while. And it's got a lot of good, funny stuff in it, so I want you to enjoy that. And not sure what's going to happen next week, if we're going to be starting our Christmas loop early, or that's kind of inside baseball, so I don't know if we need to talk much about that, but I will not be seeing you next week. Maybe I'll have something prepared for you, and maybe not, but listen for Valley Village People mixes during the big, long Christmas loop that we do every year. That's going to be a lot of fun. Here's Some Assembly Required's Christmas mix this year for you. On Exquisite Corpse.
The head is the most difficult part. Ask anyone.
What will we call him?
Yeah, shall we call him Harold?
Bruce?
Nah.
Christopher Kababe?
Oh, no.
Oatmeal?
Oatmeal?
How about...
Some assembly required.
Yay!
One, two, three.
Let's go!
Oh, you better watch out. You better not.